Recreation fees provide money for campfire talks and other programs that take place on public lands. Utah Congressman Rob Bishop wants to update those user fees, and he's got backing from some unlikely supporters. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Republican Congressman Rob Bishop of Utah wants to revamp the fees that visitors pay at federal government recreation sites. His new bill requires national parks, national forests, the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Bureau of Land Management to streamline those fees so revenue can be raised and reinvested at the sites where they're collected. Emily Douse is a budget specialist with the National Parks Conservation Association.
There is current legislation that allows the national parks and other federal lands to take these fees and use them for visitor experiences, and that is to expire in December of 2015. And if that were to occur, the national parks in particular would lose about $180 million a year, which would impact visitor experiences.
More than a dozen conservation and recreation-oriented groups have formed a coalition that is praising Bishop for taking up the cause. Ralph Okerlund is a state senator whose central Utah district includes Bryce Canyon and Capitol Reef National Parks. He's not surprised about the broad support for Bishop's bill.
I think we all understand that it's important that we're able to provide a great experience for everyone, for the folks that live here, for the people that are going to be visiting us, and for generations.
Okerlund also gives Bishop's bill good chances of final passage.
It's an easy sell when we're able to go before Congress and say, look, we've got our long-term Republican congressman who's working on this, and we've got our conservation groups that are supporting him.
Calls seeking comment from the congressman's office were not returned on Monday. Each year, the national parks draw more than 280 million visitors who pump around $27 billion into the economy. Judy Faze, KUER News.